This woman's husband was an inmate at Gitega prison in Burundi. We've hidden her face and changed her voice for her safety. When it caught fire 2 months ago, she was worried. She says she's been to the prison to try and find out if he survived, but she's not been able to see him since. The guards told her nothing and sent her away. She says another inmate told her her husband was among those who burned to death.
We don't know how they were buried. Our children keep asking me where their father is. I tell them that he died. One of them asked me, "Will you take us to see his grave?" When he hears someone calling me, he's asking if it is his father, because he didn't see his funeral or his body.
She's one of many relatives of inmates who haven't had any official answers. The nearly 100-year-old prison was overcrowded, holding three times as many inmates as it was built for. Survivors say one block was badly burned and the guards refused to unlock the doors. Burundi's vice president visited the following day. He said an electrical fault started it. The government has since said a report is being prepared and that 46 inmates died. We spoke to an inmate who says that's not true.
From my cell, I could see the bodies being removed in the morning. They pitched tents, and in each tent, they packed 15 to 20 bodies. And we counted, there were 20 tents. So it's about 300 or 400, a shocking number of dead people.
The government declined to comment when we asked. Rights groups say the government's trying to cover up a disaster for which it's responsible and that it should investigate and publish the list of names of those who died.
And when you have a fire such as this with potentially massive death counts that goes well beyond the official number, that's an embarrassment. It reflects the reality, which is that there is a systemic issue with incarceration in Burundi.
This man says he wants to know what happened to his brother, who was an inmate, but he fears being jailed or killed himself.
We cannot continue asking questions for the sake of our safety. Asking again is like a criminal offence. We have to keep quiet.
He's from one of dozens, maybe hundreds of bereaved families seeking closure, but are too scared to even ask what happened to their loved ones. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera,